This is going to be episode 92.
Perfect. 92 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Can't do that. You did that joke last.
I'm not going to do it again. That's why I did it right now. I know the mics aren't hot.
Surprise, they're hot.
Of course. It's your favorite thing. What dumbass thing can I get Brad to say?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Wowzers.
What are we even? I don't even know what we're even talking about today.
You just go with it. All right, cool. Go with it.
I'm good with it. Sports Meets Beer Podcast, episode 92.
92 episodes. You're welcome, people.
Don't bother sending us a thank you card. Your download is thank you enough.
But if you do want to send us a thank you, you can check us out at sportsmeatsbeer@gmail.com. That's meats.
Like the protein.
M-E-A-T-S, sportsmeatsbeer@gmail.com. I am Brad Barmore. That is Ben Perry. And you are tuned in, live, direct, locked in, Sports Meets Beer Podcast, episode 92. So
you are definitely too close for missiles. You got to switch to guns.
Exactly. Well, sometimes you get too close for missiles, so you just stay with missiles. That's my favorite go-to line whenever I'm engaged in any sort of aggressive rhetoric with somebody.
Nice.
Oh, I'm too close for missiles. I'm switching to missiles. Football is down to the last third of the season here. Basketball is starting to get in full swing. But I wanted to ask you, you know, college basketball, nobody cares. College football's not real, so who gives a shit?
I saw your debate on Facebook today with Pickles.
Nobody even responded to that, by the way.
Pickles did.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, but it was a very whitewashed answer of, oh, Brad, come on, they're just getting started. Give them a chance, guy.
Just getting started. It's been around for longer than the NFL. Knock it off. Knock it off. Anyway, if you're just, you know, if you're not aware of my feelings on college football, I generally think it's a joke because it's a $1 billion business where the employees don't get paid. And also, they vote on four teams like it's the fucking prom court. Generally speaking, the best team wins, generally speaking. But if you want to really make some real money and you want to create a scenario in which you are giving all of the best teams a chance to compete for a championship, then make it an 8-team playoff. You could talk me into six teams, but four teams isn't enough, especially when you're voting on it like it's the prom queen. Well, we think this team had a better schedule, and we think this team, who plays in a completely different conference and actually had a harder preseason schedule, we don't think they're as good. Even though Alabama scheduled Northeastern Southwestern Tech, we're going to go ahead and put them in. Now, I want to be clear. Alabama's great. Alabama's a great team. You know, Notre Dame probably doesn't belong, but if you're going to go by the same criteria.
But guess what?
They went undefeated.
Notre Dame is sure pretty right now. You're a pretty little prom queen, aren't you?
Why isn't Central Florida in there? They've won 25 straight games.
That's crazy.
People can say, well, they'd get blown out in that game. Well, give them the chance to do it. It's so stupid. Right. It's so stupid.
Let them prove you otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so silly. So college football's a joke. And if you think that Urban Meyer is really quitting because he, quote, has a cyst on his brain and has headaches, then you haven't been paying attention because he had the same problem when he left Florida, sat out a year so he could take the Ohio State job. And the similar issue when he left Utah, sat out a year, and then took the Florida job. So I'm curious, what is it, the Green Bay Packer job? Is Urban Meyer the next coach of the Green Bay Packers?
I'm thinking he is jumping for NFL, and that seems like that's right up his alley. Or does he go to, like, is Belichick saying, I'm done?
I don't think he's leaving for the NFL. I really don't. I think he loves being able to, like, recruit his guys. And I was like, he bungled the situation with his assistant coach this year.
Yes.
And the, you know, the domestic abuse and all that. He bungled it so badly that he really doesn't have a choice here. Like, he only won one national title at Ohio State, despite his, like, 54, two at Florida. He won two at Florida. Okay. you know, he went, what, he's like 55-9 or something crazy over the course of his career at Ohio State. I mean, he's had great success. He's beaten the shit out of Michigan, including Jim Harbaugh's Michigan, which is, you know, particularly special. But I don't think he's going to the NFL, but I wonder what job is he going to get next?
Well, judging how he handled his assistant coach, he could fit right in with the Kansas City Chiefs. You knew I was going with that one.
Yeah, I did.
Teed it up for me.
I did. The reality is, if he decides that he really is stepping away, good for you. But I'll believe it when I see it. He's a great coach. He deserves all the accolades he gets. He deserves all of the criticism he gets for the way he bungled up this thing. And college football as a whole deserves all of the investigations and, you know, sanctions it gets for the way it handles recruiting. You could also say that they probably should pay these dudes, and all of those investigations and sanctions and stuff are a joke. You get no argument from me.
Absolutely should pay them.
Yeah, you get no argument from me, but, you know, the simple fact is, those are the rules. That's the way it's set up. And a lot of these guys are figuring out ways to skirt the rules. Pete Carroll left the NFL because he got in trouble for that. Chip Kelly, he didn't get in trouble for that. He left for the NFL so he wouldn't get in trouble for that. Chip Kelly left for the NFL because he, so he wouldn't get in trouble for that. Nick Saban left for the NFL so he wouldn't get in trouble for that. I mean, that rule, that it happens in basketball even more often.
Right.
Urban Meyer deserves a lot of the respect that he gets. But generally speaking, college football is kind of a joke. If you disagree with us, I don't know if I mentioned this at the top of the show, you can reach out to us on all of our social medias to tell us what clowns we are about college football. That is the Facebooks, the Twitters, the Instagrams, and also the email. I said the email, but I'll say it again. SportsBeastBeer@gmail.com. Tell us that our...
Hit us up on the socials, people.
Tell us that our college football takes are terrible. The only thing really of note for the NFL this week, you know, again, Barry of football has done nothing to, you know, make us feel good about it.
No.
The only thing really is, you know, the Green Bay Packers fired Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy had a good run with Green Bay. You know, they won a Super Bowl and, he was the play caller there. He was, and then he wasn't. And then he was back on being a play caller again. You know, depending on who you ask, he and Aaron Rodgers didn't get along and Aaron Rodgers wanted him out. You know, they've had really good success. This is the first year where they haven't had real success with a healthy Aaron Rodgers. You could argue that Aaron Rodgers wasn't fully healthy, but, you know, I watched the games. The play calls didn't seem to be super sharp. What's your take on this? Do you think Aaron Rodgers forced him out? Do you think it was time to go? Do you think that they chose, you know, the quarterback over the stability? I mean, what is your two cents on this?
Well, originally I thought that Aaron Rodgers didn't have anything to do with that until I saw a quote from him today going, I sure hope I had nothing to do with McCarthy getting fired. Like a golly gee moment. As soon as I said that, I'm like, dude, you are so a part of this. Whether you directly said it to ownership or not is not the point. Dude, you are solely to blame for this because they've gone through bad seasons before with him. He's there for 13 years. I don't know. They definitely have, you know, it seems in this day and age that, upper management is either going to side with a coach or side with a quarterback. And we've seen it many times over. Not everyone has the relationship, that Brady and Belichick have. Other than that, it's every man for himself. So I think that, you know, Rodgers had a huge part to play, and I think that they handled it poorly. The Packers did. I think they could. I mean, that, you know, at that point, if you're going to, you know, lose that season, I know it's easy for me to say it's just one season. But at the same time, you know, you've got Rodgers saying he wants to play a lot longer, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 years, depending on what Brady's doing. They're kind of basing it.
Well, Jameis Winston says he wants to play a lot longer, too. But those, you know, what does that have to do with anything?
Right.
Right. But Aaron Rodgers is 35.
I think conservatively he can get 2 to 3 more years, 2 serviceable years, a third limping across the finish line, depending who he's surrounded with.
Well, here's the only thing I would say about that is that he missed a big chunk of last year because of the collarbone, right?
Yes.
And then he was injured in week 1 of this year with the knee.
Yes.
So can you confidently say you can get that many years out of the guy?
I'd say, yeah, 2 years. like I said, two serviceable years, and then he could Peyton Manning the year three option.
Well, it's a perfect tee up.
Excellent segue.
The Broncos built a defense and then signed Peyton Manning for pennies on the dollar.
Yep.
To just make sure that they didn't make enough mistakes on offense to capitalize on the defense. Aaron Rodgers is making disgusting money. Deserves it, but making disgusting money. So they don't have the ability to build a defense with eight high caliber, high quality dudes and pay them the way that Denver did.
Right.
So here's the deal. We could have the debate about whether or not Aaron Rodgers is top 5 or top 10 or top 15. If you say anything, he's anything worse than top 10, you're definitely wrong.
You're mistaken.
Yeah. But, you know, we could have the discussion here on the podcast. You know, so if you're one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league, that means that there's only been 10 teams in the history of the league that have been fortunate enough to have you, generally speaking. So if you're the Packers, I understand their need or their desire to pander to Aaron Rodgers. I understand their need to, you know, find a scapegoat. You're giving him, you know, they don't pay free agents in Green Bay. No. So I understand the need to make sure that you placate and make your big money investment happy, especially the guy that's essentially an offensive coordinator on the field. But it is a bad look to let it get this far. You know, Aaron Rodgers was on the camera in week 11, basically looking directly at Mike McCarthy and telling him it's a bad fucking call, to quote, you know, the parabolic mics picked it up. You know, you could read his lips on the TV. You know, it's a bad look to have that happen. And then, you know, it's a bad loss in Arizona. I was just reading the stat before we came on. It's the first time that Arizona has beaten Green Bay in Green Bay since they were the
Chicago
Cardinals in 1949. Wow. I mean, that is bananas. It's a bad loss. For sure it's a bad loss.
It's ugly, but you know what? You don't turn your back. Remember the...
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. It's a bad look to gun your coach of 13 years midseason. It's just a bad... That's bad.
It's a bad look. It's a bad look. It shows that somebody has control of the locker room and somebody doesn't. And Winston Moss, who is the linebacker coach for Green Bay, tweeted...
Wait a second. Marquette King is playing there now. You know that?
Just where?
Kidding.
Oh.
Losing the locker room.
Marquette King. Right, the name. Winston Moss was the linebacker coach for Green Bay, and Joe Philbin, who's the interim coach in Green Bay, let him go today, which is today, Tuesday the 4th. And he had tweeted... this morning, Winston Moss did, quote, ponder this. What championship teams have are great leadership, period. It's not the offensive guru trend. It's not the safe trend. Find somebody that's going to hold number 12 and everybody in this building accountable to a Lombardi standard, period. # losing sucks. So Joe Philbin let him go this afternoon. This evening, Winston Moss... tweeted, the Packers have informed me that they're letting me go. # thanks, Twitter. I think pretty clearly that Green Bay knows that Mike McCarthy is a good coach, not a great coach, whereas Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback, not a good quarterback. And when you have to make the distinction between the two, you always go with great, not good.
Of course.
If a similar situation came down in L.A. with Jared Goff and Sean McVay, who would they let go? They'd cut or trade Jared Goff right now.
Yes.
Because
McVay has just shown that he is unbelievable.
Yeah, as a coach. One has definitely made the other in that situation. And
well, argument would say that McVay you could plug and play a quarterback into that system, and he would make them successful.
Yeah, I agree.
That's the idea of coaching up or coaching out kind of thing.
I don't know that you can say that with a guy like McCarthy. You know, McCarthy was, calling plays. Then he wasn't calling plays. Remember, he's been through this up and down. He was calling plays, and he wasn't calling plays, and then he was back to calling plays again. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers gets to change everything he wants, and if the game doesn't go well and the play calls seem screwy, then... then Aaron Rodgers, you know, he throws Aaron Rodgers under the bus, but if they win, Aaron Rodgers wants all the credit for changing the plays. the reality is you can't have a situation where your great, all-time great quarterback is feuding with the head coach. Unless, of course, you know, you can't have it ever. And you certainly can't let the coach go, you know, if the all-time great quarterback is on the downslide of his career. And you could say that Aaron Rodgers has diminished somewhat, but he's still a top, what, 4 or 5 quarterback in the league?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you name 5 quarterbacks in the league you'd rather have over Aaron Rodgers?
No. I could probably name 2.
Do you, if you're Kansas City, would you take Aaron Rodgers over Pat Mahomes?
Sports Meets Beer podcast is brought to you by Advanced Auto Glass and Detail. Advanced Auto Glass and Detail is committed to providing you with the highest quality premium glass products and a professional installation by certified technicians. They are experienced in every aspect of glass replacement or repair, offering factory replacement or a premium aftermarket upgrade. They even deal with those annoying windshield rock chips that show up out of nowhere. They offer free local mobile service and offer a full warranty on all workmanship for as long as you own your vehicle. And across the street at Advanced Detail, they specialize in cars, trucks, vans, RVs, boats, show cars, trailers, and more. They are a full-service auto detailing shop, offering exterior wash, polish and wax, interior vacuum, shampoo, trim detail, and even smoke and odor removal. Water spot and scratch removal, paintless dent repair, it's all available at Advanced Auto Glass and Detail. Advanced Auto Glass, look for the purple building at 2460 Santa Rosa Avenue. And right across the street is Advanced Auto Detail at 2549 Santa Rosa Avenue. Advanced Auto Glass, 707-526-5700. Advanced Auto Detail, 707-526-2200. Let Advanced Auto Glass and Detail take care of all of your automotive needs.
Do you, if you're Kansas City, would you take Aaron Rodgers over Pat Mahomes?
No.
Okay. Even though Andy Reid has had real trouble in the postseason,
well,
Aaron Rodgers has not.
Correct.
That guy's always been successful. You got a guy that like can make real decisions on the field, and so Andy Reid can focus on things like timeouts.
Well, you're talking about this season.
You're talking about right now.
Right now, this. Right now. Well, see, I'm thinking of more of like a long term play. Why would you? The growth is behind Mahomes, kind of thing. For right. This season, if you have the ability to carry to bring in Rodgers for that. I mean, I think they probably would, but the pay wouldn't be worth it. That's for sure.
Right. We're talking purely X's and O's.
Okay.
And just an in between the lines vacuum.
Okay.
Not the usual Brad Barmore. Hey, what's the salary? What's the value? What's this? You know, would you take? You were just we're building a team right now with the guys as they currently are structured. Would you take Pat Mahomes over Aaron Rodgers?
No.
Okay. Would you take Jared Goff over Aaron Rodgers?
No.
Drew Brees?
Yes.
Okay. We could argue about that. The only reason why I would say you take Aaron Rodgers is the arm strength is better.
Right.
But they're both deathly accurate, and they're both insanely smart, and they both have been in the league for a long time. They both have Super Bowl wins. So
right. They're both savvy veterans.
Yeah. Would you take Aaron Rodgers over Tom Brady?
No.
No. Interesting. Would you take Matt Ryan or Aaron Rodgers?
Rodgers.
Okay. Ben Roethlisberger or Aaron Rodgers?
Rodgers.
I agree with you. Russell Wilson?
Rodgers.
I'm not even asking about Philip Rivers. Rodgers.
Yeah. I would take a one-legged
Deshaun
Rodgers.
Watson? Aaron Rodgers.
One-legged Rodgers over a fully healthy prime Philip Rivers.
Nice defense. Deshaun Watson or Aaron Rodgers?
Rodgers.
Andrew Luck or Aaron Rodgers?
Rodgers.
Yeah, so there's literally 2 quarterbacks
yeah.
that you would take over Aaron Rodgers in the situation. And so if you're the Packers, you have to choose that guy because you could come up with 25 coaches that you would take before Mike McCarthy right now.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the guys are younger in their careers and, you know, just very, you know, generally speaking. So here's the sort of other angle I will play with that, with the Aaron Rodgers thing. You know, Mark Chimura, who tried to bang a 16-year-old in a hot tub, so his opinion is important, said on radio that Aaron Rodgers comes across looking like a prima donna in this situation.
Tell me one quarterback that's not a prima donna.
Well, here's the other thing. Steve Young said on the radio earlier in the week that Aaron Rodgers, he's been talking to Aaron Rodgers a lot, and he said at some point you have to take your own destiny into your own hands. You can't rely on Mike McCarthy's play calling or Ted Thompson's team building to define your career. So at some point, but you know, in a team sport where you're relying on 10 other dudes to make sure they're doing their job, your destiny is tied to those guys. So at some point you have to kind of make a stand here. So, you know,
yeah, but
is Aaron Rodgers really, is Aaron Rodgers really responsible for this? I mean,
well, hold on. I'll take it back to Brady and Belichick. When has Brady taken a stand against Belichick?
But when has Belichick cost him parts of his career?
No, absolutely. No, you're right. You're right. But I'm just saying, as from the pure the standpoint of, you can't let an owner or a coach define your legacy. Where in that situation, I think they've absolutely they've underlined his legacy because of who he is and what they've accomplished.
You're talking about Brady and Belichick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, of course they keep winning Super Bowls.
Of course,
right?
That's my only point is that I see the point of saying you can't. Eventually, you have to just do what you're going to do and not rely on anyone else. But I don't know if that necessarily falls into place in a quarterback position.
I think the point is not necessarily like, you know, in the Belichick. Like Belichick, Brady, they've made each other in a lot of ways, right? The scheme is drawn up and Brady takes advantage of it, right? But McCarthy has done things on the field that have cost them games considerably more than Aaron Rodgers has. It'd be one thing if like, oh, it's a great call. It's a great call by McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers executed, or it's a, you know, it's a bad call by McCarthy, but Aaron Rodgers was able to overcome it. Like there's just certain things schematically that affect you. But also like, what have they done? From a team building standpoint, who was the last great draft pick that they had?
That's true.
And they've done things like they traded Clinton Dix this year, a good safety. You know, we said on this podcast that
Clinton Ha Ha Dix, thank you.
No, it's Ha Ha Clinton Dix.
Whatever.
Yeah. We like to call him Ha Ha Clit and Dix. That's my favorite. But, you know, I said on the podcast at the beginning of the year, this is one of the better defenses they've given him in the last 10 years. And then they traded Clinton Dix in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
It didn't make any sense. You know, there's certain things that just don't make any sense to me.
McCarthy's face always, whenever like a botch play happens, you look at him and he's always kind of doing that lip curl like, murr. It's like someone farted at the dinner table.
Yeah,
it's like, right. Dad. And he's just like, murr.
Well, you know, the thing about the legacy that I kind of am talking about is like when you're the ultimate thing that we all want or that they all want in the league is to win. So when you're winning, you don't have to make a stand on anything. You're winning, right? But when you're not, at some point you have to decide like, hey, I'm not going to be held responsible for this, or we need to go in a different direction because I only have 5 more years of my career or 2 more years of my career.
Do you see Matt Ryan doing that though? They're not winning this season.
Right, but would you argue that like, you know, would you argue that Matt Ryan is Aaron Rodgers? And at some point, wouldn't you, like, they've given him the opportunity to succeed. Like, they went to the Super Bowl with him, and the coaches that may or may not have blown it are gone, right?
Right.
Also, they continue to give him offensive weapons. The Packers haven't drafted anybody that's on the caliber of Calvin Ridley, who the Falcons drafted this year to be their number 3 wide receiver. And the Packers haven't drafted anybody of that caliber in the last 5 years. And defensively, you know, Atlanta went and got Bruce Irvin, who underachieved with Oakland, who has played better with Atlanta, but still hasn't been great. And they've had some injuries to contend with, but at least like you could say that they've brought talented guys in.
They've actively tried to improve the roster.
You know, and this year Atlanta's probably going to be 8-8, but you know, I think that might be as much of an issue with injuries and whatnot. But I can tell you this: if they go 8-8 or worse next year, that'll be 3 straight years of them being 9-7 or worse. They go 8-8 next year, Matt Ryan will speak up, right? This will be the this is the second year in a row that Green Bay's missed the playoffs, and this is a division that they should have won 3 years ago and they didn't.
Right.
So, you know, there's been a lot of this sort of, you know, Matt Ryan is not Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, again, is a top 10 quarterback of all time. And in many ways, they're wasting him. So I don't blame him for wanting to kind of be like, hey, dude, we got to do something else. Because you can't keep running this back. If we're struggling as it is, we can't keep running this back and expecting to win. Because what have they done for him?
Right. No, I mean, I see your point. I think the question, I think a stronger question would go to, you know, player personnel versus head coach for not getting them in, not getting him the tools that he needed, you know, not getting him a fresh, new, young receiver, getting, you know, getting a stud defensive player and not trading him away kind of thing. That to me is the ownership and the general manager have more responsibility in the situation than sure. McCarthy did.
Sure.
But at the same time, you know, if you're going to make dumb mistakes and make bad calls, I mean, that's your that legacy is not going to last very long.
So if you're...
Well, we can talk about, you know, what I mean, we always talk about the Cowboys and how they fired a Super Bowl win and Jimmy Johnson's out the window.
Yeah.
Fucking pushed him out the window and said, thanks, we'll move on.
Right. Well, there isn't like that figurehead at the front in the front office Correct. Of Green Bay, right? Because it's a publicly traded team or whatever the fuck it is. But if you're the, you know, the general manager for the Raiders and Green Bay calls and says, we want two of your first round picks and we'll give you Aaron Rodgers. Two of your first round, because they have two this year and one next year. Is that right? Or they have three this year?
They have three this year and two next year.
Okay, so we want two of them this year and one of them next year, but you get Aaron Rodgers. Do you do it?
Yeah, I probably would.
You do? Because why?
Because you've shown that your quarterback is inept. And always throwing up good numbers. That's just a reflection of...
He's not even really putting up good numbers anymore, although he played well against Kansas City.
But it's, that's more reflective of the state of play in the NFL. Right. I think you do that because Aaron Rodgers is a savvy veteran that can make a receiver better. I think even if you just simply plug and play him in that team, you know, obviously then you focus your draft on defensive players and then worry about a backup quarterback in either free agency or in lower rungs in the draft. Maybe you find a someone with a similar style as Pat Mahomes, but not so high up on the board. And then you go from there. And that way someone can shadow behind Aaron Rodgers and become great.
Yeah. I put it in the 40.
He's worth two draft picks. He's or, you know, 2-1.
I put it, you know, the 49ers. I try to look at it from the 49ers perspective. You know, I kind of said that when we were chatting with the old Daniel Wright. And he said, you know, are the Niners really in win now mode? Why would you do that? He's 35. You know, but if from a 49er perspective specifically, you know, they need guys that can win matchups one-on-one on the outside. Whether it's for, you know, because I said, you know, would you give up like a number one, like a first round pick and Jimmy Garoppolo for Aaron Rodgers and like two second round picks or something like that, you know, because Garoppolo's, you know, 8 years younger, 7 years younger. And, you know, comes at a lesser price tag. And also you're going to get more draft picks. So Green Bay is going to go through a, you know, sort of a rebuild without actually having to go to fully reset. Where the 49ers, you know, if you're John Lynch and you're Kyle Shanahan, you're going into year three of a six-year deal, and this is the pivotal offseason.
Yeah, this hat is make or break it now.
And the shitty thing about that is you lost your big money starting running back before the season started, and you lost your quarterback in week two. And so the two guys that can really help make a difference on both sides of the ball because of your ability to control the offense are gone. And so now all of your other sort of deficiencies are glaring. So this offseason is more important than it's ever been. And so Aaron Rodgers, if you're Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, I want to be clear, I don't think they're going to do this. But if you're Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, you have the ability to get a guy that takes away all of the deficiencies. Who is the one guy that wins a matchup on the outside for Green Bay? There isn't one really, right? There isn't a big, beefy guy, right? And now you're going to put Breida and McKinnon in the backfield for Aaron Rodgers. What's the one thing that we said for most of Aaron Rodgers' career? If you could get him a real one running back, then he'd be unstoppable. And they haven't really been able to do that, right? So the 49er offensive line is good. They run the ball. They're like fourth best in the league in rushing. Pass blocking, they've gotten much, much better. They allow one of the longest pockets in the league in terms of time, but their quarterback can't throw the ball outside the hash marks right now, and they don't have guys that win one-on-one matchups. Well, Aaron Rodgers can throw the ball you know, across the country if he wants to. He's insanely accurate, and you don't need to have guys that win one-on-one. He'll throw to the back shoulder as long as you have guys that have good hands. Well, Goodwin has good hands. Pettis has good hands. You've got guys that can do it. So he makes up for a lot of your deficiencies on offense. And now, all of a sudden, if you can control the ball on offense, it takes a lot of the pressure off the defense.
And I still wouldn't, for the Niners, I wouldn't give up first-round picks for that. You know, you've got one here and one next year. That's, I don't know, man. That's a lot of the reason I say yes for the Raiders, is because they have, you know, picks to spare.
But are you going to draft somebody? So this is your, you know, if you're going to get two good plus years out of Aaron Rodgers, are you drafting two good plus players in the first round?
You would hope so. Right. I mean,
sure.
Statistically
known
speaking,
commodities.
Right. Well, you look at, if you take it for what those are worth. I mean, are you going to grab another Khalil Mack? Probably not. But to like what you said before, you can probably grab two or three half Khalil Macks. You could probably grab you're probably going to get something as close as what you got with Amari Cooper. Probably not his second or third year, but his last year, you're going to get a serviceable guy that hopefully will learn and advance and excel. So you kind of have to look at backfilling those positions that you've already eliminated and improving your secondary. So
I think you have to operate under the assumption that with all draft picks, you're going to get good, like you're going to get difference makers, but not all-time great players.
Correct.
If you want, you can get a difference maker, then you win the draft pick. If you get an all-time great player, well, then obviously that's a whole other thing, but that's extra, right? You don't go into the draft looking to get the next best running back of all time or best inside linebacker. No. You look to get a difference maker on the field. Well, Aaron Rodgers happens to be both. One of the even at True. This point in his career. So my point is, like, if you're the Raiders, of course you have the capital to waste, but you also have the one of the more glaring, you know, glaring like deficient lineups in all of the league. I'm not, like, if I'm the Raiders, I would do it. If I'm the Niners, I don't think I would do it
if I was the Niners. I think you've got enough in Garoppolo and enough in, what was your running back that got hurt? What was his name?
McKinnon.
You've got those guys that, you know, didn't really flex anything. So for that, it's like you look at it and go, it's, I think you're just giving up too much.
But
you don't have a deficiency. Like,
what do you know you have in Garoppolo? What do you know you have in Garoppolo?
I think schematically speaking, he's a great quarterback. He has the potential to be a great quarterback.
It's tough. He's got nine career starts. It's tough. I think he's great too. I want to be clear. I don't think he's going to be terrible. I think he's going to be fine. I think the 49er offense will be better when he's healthy. All these things. But when we're making arbitrary comparison,
you look at two guys, you know, Shanahan and Lynch, that both agreed to what he should be paid. Those guys are both pretty, you know, football savvy and football intelligent.
So you would rather have Aaron Rodgers for less money?
No, I mean, yeah, that would be great, but I don't think that's the reality. I think you're going to give up. What you're going to give up in those draft picks is going to end up costing you longer in the long run. It's going to cost you more in the long run to have those, give up those picks for him. Whereas you've got a team like the Raiders that are earlier signs of rebuild. You know, you guys are 2 years ahead of us.
Plus, they got Jordy Nelson, so
he's gone.
He might want to go to his buddy. You know,
yeah. Wrong.
Hey, Jordy, buddy. Yeah,
he's probably more like, fuck you, where was I during all these State Farm commercials?
Yeah, right.
Hanging out with James Harden and shit? Come on.
No, I want to be clear. I don't think the Niners should trade for him. I don't think the Raiders should trade for him. I think they got to continue to do their thing. And I think that, you know, the Packers are making the right decision. Because in all situations, if you have an all-time great talent, then you, what are you doing? What are you looking at?
Stretching my back.
No, you were just looking weirdly.
I'm looking at the screen, listening to you.
You were looking weirdly at the something. I was like, uh-oh, what's going on?
Continue.
I thought maybe you're having a stroke.
It's my negotiation tactic. No eye contact and look down at my monitor.
Lean to the side like you're letting a fart out. Anyway, if you have an all-time great talent, I just think you have to bank on that talent, right? And if you've already had a situation where he's calling a third or two-thirds of the plays on offense when he's on the field, well, what's the difference? So I don't know. I'm a big Aaron Rodgers fan. I think he's great. And I think Green Bay, at some point, something had to give. They just couldn't keep running this back. I mean, how many times do we hear, including here, I thought that they had a real chance to be a contender this year. And they just
so what's the first? What's the first thing they address if you're the Green Bay Packers? What's the very first thing?
Well, they're going to.
Running back?
They're going to
receiver?
Go, oh, you're talking about. Well, let's look at what their draft status is right now.
They're probably going to fall somewhere in the, you know, those middle teens. They're going to be like 14, 15.
They're number 10 right now. So Green Bay is able to get some pass rush with their team. I was reading somewhere the other day where it talked about how Clay Matthews might be a nice fit for San Francisco just because they don't need somebody that is a great run stop or anything else. Like, they just need somebody they could put in on like second and long and third down passing situations and just do nothing but rush the quarterback. And that's all he does now. And they could probably have him for the cheap. But they say Green Bay. So CBS, this is according to CBS Sports, the mock draft. They said that Green Bay will likely draft somebody, a safety or a corner. Because
to bolster their already
because they
decent defense?
No, they traded Clinton Dix. And 35-year-old corner Tremont Williams is playing free safety. And this dude is the best secondary player in the entire draft. And they already can get after the quarterback pretty well. But the fact is if you can't have anybody that covers or if you can't protect yourself against the run, you know, teams will keep you more than honest. So yeah. A strong safety makes a ton of sense in that situation. Now, I don't know if they're going to stay there or not. If I'm the Packers, I'm going to put all of my attention into making the secondary better and then finding a dude like Matt Breida, like an undrafted free agent. Like, yeah. I'm going to go and find the guy that is fast enough with good enough hands to keep teams honest that I don't have to spend a ton of draft capital in from a, you know, I don't have to spend a first round pick on a running back whose career is going to be super short. I'll spend a first round pick on a offensive tackle or a safety or somebody whose career is going to be a little bit longer, generally speaking.
Yeah.
So I can get my value out of that first round pick. That's what I would do. Because again, they're not trading Aaron Rodgers, obviously. They already made their choice.
Yeah.
They already made their choice. They're staying with Aaron Rodgers. But I don't know. It's fun. You know, the Packers are one of those teams. It's better for the NFL when they're good. It just is.
Well, yeah, there's 6 to 8 teams that are when they're good, the NFL is better, and luckily both those are our teams.
Chicago, Green Bay, San Francisco, Oakland,
Dallas. I hate to say it,
but yeah, Dallas, Philadelphia,
and Giants,
New York, yeah, Washington probably.
I think Philadelphia. You could. I mean, take them or leave them. I don't think that they make the NFL better. I think they make that division better. But at the end of the day, I don't think that. I mean, they're always interesting to have them be, you know.
Indianapolis is probably one too. But I understand. They're on the cusp of one of those teams that's, you know, I think it's part of it. Might
right
be
now, the Chargers don't make the NFL better.
No. I think part of it is the media hype around some of these bigger market teams is probably a part of it. But there's something about the Eagles and that old terrible turf and the classic looking uniforms and stuff. When they're good, it's just better, I think.
Yeah.
You know, because they've got real strong rivalries with teams. But
well, I think that's probably, you know, that to call on that specifically is right. I mean, that's the thing, is they have such good rivalry with the Cowboys. They've got, you know,
I mean, even that game that we watched, you know, Monday night, the third against Washington was, that's a rivalry game, and it was fun to watch. I mean, everybody was fired up for that, and everybody, you know, everyone's desperate to get into the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
Washington's reeling because everyone keeps breaking their legs, and you know, Philadelphia is desperate to get in. They're just now starting to play well, so I don't know. It's one of these. I don't openly root for Green Bay, but I like when they're good because I just think it's better for the league. It's a fun venue. It's a fun venue. Like the NFL loves that they're like. That they are still have a small market team. You know, it's not Milwaukee, it's Green Bay, right? The NFL loves that exists. I love that exists. I think it's funny. The fans are super passionate. It's all this stuff. I really am a big Aaron Rodgers fan. I think he got screwed by the Niners when they didn't draft him. I think that was a bad deal for him, and I think he's played with a chip on his shoulder ever since, and deservedly so, and he's proved that he was very much worth the number one pick.
Yes, and, for sure.
And so I pull for him in this situation.
No, I think, you know, for me, if you took the Raiders out of the equation, which is very close to happening, for me it was always I loved the Steelers. This is, you know, Iron Curtain days. Mm-hmm. And then I've become a Packers, you know, secondary Packers fan just because of Aaron Rodgers. I think he's one of the toughest quarterbacks out there. I think he's great. I think he makes awesome decisions. He's got, like you said earlier, he's got a great arm, super accurate. And the guy's, you know, the guy's wonderful. So I do root for them. I want them to win. Plus, it doesn't hurt. It's my father-in-law's favorite team, so. Got to kind of give it the family bit.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, check us out on all of our social medias. Let us know, what do you think? Would you have traded, or would you trade Aaron Rodgers, or would you have kept Mike McCarthy? You know, NFL runs through coaches like, you know, like crazy.
Like a turnstile at a BART station.
Exactly right. So what do you think? Let us know. SportsMeatsBeer@gmail.com. That is meats like the protein. SportsMeats, M-E-A-T-S, beer@gmail.com. Or you can check us out on all the social medias. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. Let us know what you think. Are we idiots for thinking that Mike McCarthy should have been, is, you know, appropriately gone?
Also, if you haven't checked out yet, listen to episode 91, do some beer reviews, as well as episode upcoming 94.3 will be another beer review. So check those out and make sure you share them with your friends. Thanks for listening.
And if we messed up and episode 94 already came out, just go back and listen to it and come back and catch up with us on this one.
Here we go.
See? Perfect. Sports Beats Beer.
Right there.
Podcast. Sports Beats Beer. Sports Beats Beer.